I'm trying to get harder and tougher mentally and physically every day of my life.
You're either the growth mindset or you're the fixed mindset.
If you're trying to be the best, you need to look at who the best is and see what they do.
Relentless pursuit of progress.
There's a difference between the best and the rest.
Welcome to the Brute Strength Podcast.
Champions are built in the mind first.
Where we interview scientists, world champions, doctors, and experts in just about every area of health and fitness.
What do you care enough about? What are you fascinated enough about to go so deep and learn so much that you'll know more about it than anyone else?
And now, here's your host, Michael Cashew. Hey, this is Michael Cashew, and today I want to talk to you about why you won't lose the last 10 pounds the same way you lost the first 10. In general, people think that they can do the exact same things, take the same actions, have the same habits that got them from 25 to 20% body fat, and they expect it to get them down to 15 or 10% body fat. They expect what got them to point A to get them then to point B. I'm going to talk to you about why that's not the case and then how you can overcome this type of thinking. This is a mindset that if you adopt will not only help you accomplish all of your biggest fitness goals, but can also help you accomplish career goals, relationship goals, etc. It will also allow you or give you an increased sense of confidence and self-esteem. And if you don't adopt this mindset, if you continue thinking that what got you here will get you there type of thing, you could just end up being stagnant. You could plateau. You'll probably be pretty frustrated and you could even feel like a failure and then fall back into old patterns and actually fail. I learned this really cool model about 5 years ago. Adi learned it from one of her business coaches who then taught it to me. And we've talked about it on a number of podcasts, but it's perfect to illustrate this point. So I want you to picture a funnel turned on its side where the wide end of the funnel is point A. That's where you're starting. That's where, in this example, you have already lost 10 pounds and you're looking to lose 10 more. Point B is you having lost that 10 pounds. That's your goal. And that's on the other end. That's on the narrow end. So point A is where the funnel opens. Point B is where it closes. Inside the funnel is called the zone of optimal behavior. So if you picture yourself moving from A towards B where it gets narrower, any behavior that is inside of that funnel will get you closer to B. And I'll talk about those behaviors in a little bit. So here's how the model works. Here's how the funnel works. Let's use a basketball player as an example. So on point A, the wide part of the funnel, is a person who's never played basketball before. And point B is that person wanting to play in the NBA. That's where the funnel ends, the narrow part of it. So in the beginning, all someone has to do in this person's shoes to get to move in the direction of B is to play basketball, period. You don't have to know any rules, don't have to know how to dribble or shoot the ball. All you have to do is try to play basketball and you are going to rapidly improve and move towards B. At some point, maybe elementary school, you have to start continuing. You continue to do the things that got you from A to where you are now, but then you also have to learn how to dribble. You have to know how to shoot. You have to know who is on your team. You have to show up for games. Then in high school, you have to do all of the things that you've been doing. Plus, you have to show up for two practices a week. You have to start working out. You have to start knowing a few plays. Then in college, you have to do all of the things that you've been doing, plus your grades start to matter. If you're not making the grades to stay on a college basketball team, you'll be kicked off. Your conduct matters. If you're getting in trouble with the law, then you're probably going to get kicked out of school or kicked off of the team. So things even outside of the game start to matter. When you are a professional or near professional athlete, you have to start studying game film, your diet matters, your mindset matters, all of these things matter. And you have to do those on top of everything that you've been doing. Now, we tend to think that reaching goals is a linear process, right? We start at A and then we just move directly towards B. But in reality, what often happens is it's kind of a jagged line. So picture a line that starts at A and then kind of zigzags, goes up and down and still towards B. It's going up and down, and then at some point it goes outside of that zone of optimal behavior. That's called a choice point. A choice point is when we're doing something that is no longer moving us in the direction of our goal. And the choice part of this is that we can either A, choose to behave in a way, like get back into the zone of optimal behavior and behave in a way that is in line with our goals, or B, we can choose another option. So for a basketball player in high school, you know, in the past, all they had to do was show up for games, but now they are having to show up for practices, and they may choose that that's just too much effort to continue moving them towards this goal of playing in the NBA, and they might take up an instrument. That is fine. It is always fine to reevaluate goals and decide that something no longer is no longer in line with your values and for you to choose a new goal. The problem is that a lot of times we don't notice that we are outside of the zone of optimal behavior. So how does this relate to what I'm talking about today? How does this relate to weight loss or body fat loss? Oftentimes what it takes to get us towards, say, the middle of the funnel of reaching our ultimate goal of, you know, being leaner, losing more weight, often what gets us there is things like, you know, in the beginning, all you might have to do is track what you eat. You don't have to weigh anything or measure anything. All you have to do is write it down. And that simple act of bringing more awareness to what you're eating allows you to lose weight really, really quickly. Or it might just be exercising two more days a week. The problem is what got you the initial bit of progress is oftentimes not what's going to move you further down that funnel. Because the closer we get to B, the harder it becomes, the harder making progress becomes. The more consistent we have to be, the more precise our actions have to be. So what can we do about this? How can we hack this part of our mind or hack this kind of tendency and actually reach our biggest goals? So I have three things that you can focus on. Number one is to be more consistent with your habits. So if things that got you to lose the first 10 pounds were weighing and measuring your food and hitting your macros, and you would do that for 4 out of 7 days of the week, then you might have to start doing that for 5 or 6 of the 7 days a week. If you have been exercising 3 days a week, you might have to start exercising 5 days a week. Whatever habits have gotten you to where you are today, oftentimes we have positive new habits, but we're just not very consistent with them. If you want to reach your B state, if you want to reach your biggest goals, you have to be even more consistent with those habits. So number one is to be more consistent. Number two is to be more precise. So if you are tracking your macros and every day you're getting between, say, plus or minus 10 to 15 grams on your protein and your carbs, and you're getting plus or minus 10 on your fats, then now, in order to continue making progress, you might have to be within plus or minus 5 on protein and carbs, and plus or minus 2 on fat. And those latter numbers, the last numbers, 5 and 2, those are actually what we prescribe at WAG in terms of being very precise. So if you've been tracking and been a little looser with your numbers, you might have to dial it in even further. So number two is to be more precise. And number three is to be less flexible. So this is kind of the antithesis of precision. Flexibility is the antithesis of precision in some ways. So if you've in the past, if you've been allowing yourself to eat out, say, 3 days a week between social engagements, restaurants, etc., then to get you to your next level of growth, you might have to take that down to 1 to 2 days a week. If you have been giving yourself 3 days off of working out, you might only be able to give yourself 1 to 2 days off of working out per month. So number three is to be less flexible. So just to reiterate these three, number one is to be more consistent with your habits. Number two is to be more precise. And number three is to be less flexible. And as you're doing this, you are moving down that funnel. You're moving closer to B, and you have a tighter or more dialed in set of habits and actions. So right now I want you to identify one new habit, only one new habit that you'll need to take it to your next level, and commit to taking an action or implementing that habit immediately. When you do this, you will hit not only your biggest goals in weight loss and body fat, but you can implement this mindset in literally every different area of your life. Whatever habits have gotten you where you are today, then you will need to take those along with other new ones, or just be more consistent and precise with the ones you already have to take you to that next level. Then I want you to notice, as you're doing this, how much more confident you are in yourself, how you just kind of feel like a badass. Then notice how you just feel more fired up about every area of your life. Because when you're feeling super confident about one area, you start to feel like, okay, if I can do this in this area, if I can do this in my nutrition, can I just do this in every area of my life? And you just start to feel fired up. You start to feel like you can accomplish anything that you want. Hopefully this was helpful. If this is resonating with you, hit me up on Instagram at Michael Kazyux, Kazyux. Let me know what's working for you. Let me know what you would like to hear more of. Also, let me know what you're struggling with. If you're going through a current challenge or some kind of obstacle in your life that you think I could help with by talking about it on the podcast, let me know. I would love to help you. Peace. This episode is brought to you by Working Against Gravity, or WAG. WAG does one-on-one nutrition coaching to help you lose weight, lose body fat, perform better in the gym, and also just to help you feel more comfortable and confident in your own skin. WAG also trains people to become nutrition coaches themselves and to start online nutrition businesses. So this one is special for me because I am the director of marketing and the president of WAG. My wife started the company about 5 years ago. And what I admire and respect about her and her team most is that the number one value and focus of attention at the company has always been on the coaching service itself. So even after reaching 2,000 members, when they could have focused more on marketing or selling more things, they continue to make the coaching service better and better and better. And that's why so many people get amazing results. I think we have something like close to 1,000 testimonials and transformation photos on our website that you can check out. And such a high percentage of people get amazing results on this program. And that's because the main focus point of attention on of the entire company has been on making the coaching service better. So what you get when you sign up is, first and foremost, accountability. You get a real human being, an expert on nutrition science and the art of coaching, that will be with you every step of the way, holding your hand through the entire process. You get education through our members-only knowledge base. You get access to a private members Facebook group. And when you sign up, you'll fill out a questionnaire. We'll get to know you. We'll then pair you with the coach that best suits your personality and your experience. And then they will create a custom nutrition plan. They will send this through our software system, Seismic. And week over week, you will communicate with your coach through a weekly check-in. You'll log what you're eating if that's what your coach wants you to do. You will give them a summary each week. And then every single time you check in, they will give you strategies and tips for how to overcome your unique challenges or obstacles in your nutrition. I've been a client myself for many, many years, and I've tried just about every diet in the world, and I can truly, genuinely say that this thing works. This coach is someone that will be in your corner, is supportive, is really rooting for you, and has done this with hundreds or thousands of people before. So whatever your obstacles are, I can almost guarantee that if you're willing to put in the effort and really go after it, then you can get the results that you're after. So again, if you go to workingagainstgravity.com and enter the code BRUTE50, that's B-R-U-T-E 50 at checkout, you'll get $50 off of your first month of membership. Also, if you want to become a nutrition coach yourself because your life has been transformed by nutrition or a nutrition coach, and you just really want to give back and you want to join the digital workforce, then you can join our wait list right now at workingagainstgravity.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Your journey towards better fitness continues. Head over to brutestrengthtraining.com to connect with Michael and his guests, access links and resources mentioned in this episode, as well as bonus content exclusive to podcast listeners. That's brutestrengthtraining.com.